This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The number of the day today is 40. That's in percent, and it's the pay raise that workers at Detroit's Big Three automakers are hoping to get in their next contract. The two sides are in negotiations now, and the United Auto Workers Union is swinging for the fences: higher pay, shorter hours, and better benefits. It is quite the switch from the last round of bargaining. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more on the labor dynamics that are giving the union such a big confidence boost.
UAW President Sean Fain says there's a clear reason to push for a big increase in a new contract for workers at GM, Ford, and Stellantis. He spoke to workers last week in a live stream address.
We have to work longer and harder just to maintain the same standard of living we've had before.
So that's why the UAW is seeking a 40% wage increase over the course of the union's next contract, which seems like a lot, right?
Well, in normal times, yes, it would sound like a huge raise and it would sound like a unrealistic expectation.
Art Wheaton is at Cornell's School of Industrial and Labor Relations. He says these are not normal times. Inflation has been high, the labor market is still tight, and unions in other industries have negotiated sizable wage increases this summer, like pilots for United Airlines and workers for UPS. Plus, Wheaton says, citing a Gallup poll from last year, unions are well-liked right now.
So the general public has over a 71% favorability of unions.
Combine those factors with strong profits for carmakers, and the UAW and unions more generally are in a rare position of bargaining strength, says Anne LaFaso, a law professor at West Virginia University.
Most of the time, the union is not in a good position. Most of the time, they're not going to have all these factors for them.
So it makes sense for the union to come into these negotiations with high demands, but she says they'll likely settle for less.
This is not their bottom line, I'm sure. This is aspirational.
And automakers are pushing back. In a statement, GM said the UAW's demands would, quote, threaten our ability to do what's right for the long-term benefit of the team. So expect a lot more back and forth before the contract deadline next month. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.